at least in the medical clinic, what I did is that everybody reports to me. Providers, front desk, everybody. So there's no stratification about who's more important. You all report to me. And you all have vital roles that you fill. So anybody can be in my door at any time. Nobody trumps anybody else. So none of us are too removed from patient care, which I think in a mission population is really important because you don't forget who you're serving.
Yeah. So that I guess then this is not one of the like scheduled planned questions, but it makes me wonder, so how do you divide your time then between, you know, having to do like administrative work, but then also being able to see, to be in clinic?
Well, my office is on the clinic floor. That's the first thing. It's about proximity. Clinic management, 90% of it is just what comes up during the day. It really is. You've got your 10% of the stuff like you have to do, like make sure your malpractice is renewed. Make sure that you take care of your accounts receivable. Make sure you do your credit card reconciliation, all the other things that you do, or make sure that you have your numbers for your budget proposals. So what I do is I start at 6 a.m. And then I just open my email and I start and I just attend to the things that are really easy. Like, yes, go ahead and do this. I will deal with this later, et cetera, et cetera. But once the clinic opens, I actually just have my door open and people know, door open, come and get me. Door closed, I'm in a meeting. And for the most part, unless there's a patient issue, most people respect that. If you're an administrator, you do all of it. So, and, you know, I've learned over the years kind of like, okay, what needs to be done now? What can wait till later? And also, I don't have to do everything myself. I have a team that can properly do things. I've delegated and actually explained properly. You just can't dump stuff off at people. You know, you have to explain, like, you know, this patient would like to come in. I've reviewed the records. Like an example of that is this is 100 pages of medical records I'm going to be going through to make sure that it's appropriate for care. But, you know, I do the evaluation. I have a provider look at it as a double check, and then it goes to the front desk versus me doing it. You know, it's just finding out the best workflows and trying to get people to do the work to the top of their scope and not double doing work. It's a lot of efficiencies that we've been trying to work on in the last year.